From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Iraqi government forces swept into the Kurdish-held city of Kirkuk Monday, capturing the governor's office. In a lightning-fast strike, Baghdad's U.S.-trained troops entered the northern city, and orders from the Iraqi prime minister raised Iraqi flags in place of the Kurdish banners. The move came less than a week after launching the operation in response to last month's Kurdish vote for independence that the central government declared was illegal. Baghdad described the advance as largely unopposed, but an aid organization said some Kurdish Peshmerga and Iraqi fighters were killed in an overnight clash south of Kirkuk before the government troops advanced into the city. The Pentagon, which has supported the Iraqi forces and helped train Kurdish fighters in the battle against Islamic State jihadists, said the Iraqi troop movements were coordinated with the Peshmerga force withdrawals and called the skirmish south of the city an isolated incident. The death toll of the Somali capital of Mogadishu has topped 300 as rescue teams continue to search for survivors from a massive explosion blamed on Islamist militants. The government says 429 injured people have been taken to local hospitals and that the death toll is likely to rise. More than 30 badly wounded patients were flown to Turkey on Monday for treatment. U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl, who was held by Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan for 5 years before being freed in a prisoner swap, pleaded guilty Monday to charges that he endangered comrades by walking off his post. At a court-martial hearing in Fort Bragg, North Carolina, Bergdahl pleaded guilty to the charges of desertion and misbehavior before the enemy. This is VOA News.